We made this.
Hello and welcome to Frame to Frame, part of the We Made This podcast network. We are the podcast that take two seemingly unconnected films and slam them together. And this week we're doing it with creepy asylum movies. So the two movies that we're going to be looking at are both set in different asylums and are creepy. The films are going to be Session 9 and Shock Corridor. Sean, this is one of the themes that you've come up with. So generally, when we do those, you're far more engaged. Why these films? Why this theme?
Oh, I've no idea why you think I'd be more engaged with this one. But no, yeah, I am totally engaged with it. I think that asylums are one of the most arresting places to set any kind of great psychological thriller. It's the fact there's this really creepy suggestion of the past, a tormented past usually, and the idea of something reaching through history to affect people in the present day, I think is something that can be mined very, very effectively for good psychological scares, sometimes more overt scares as well. Actually, this is the first time I'll have seen Shock Corridor, the Sam Fuller movie, but this was a huge influence on Martin Scorsese's Shutter Island, which you'd vetoed.
Yep.
You didn't want to do that one.
I did not.
So I basically went to the predecessor of Shutter Island and thought, well, if we're not going to do Shutter Island, we can do the movie that inspired it. So you're kind of doing Shutter Island anyway.
We'll get into that in the episode in that case.
But yeah, Sam Fuller's very, very overcranked, lurid, kind of archetypal asylum movie, really, kind of set a lot of the visual and dramatic cliches of this particular subgenre in motion. Very influential in its own way. Session 9, I think, is a fiendishly overlooked psychological chiller that I watched for the first time probably about 10 years ago. It's from Brad Anston, who made The Machinist with Christian Bale, which I imagine you've seen.
I have. I've seen, on the strength of The Machinist, I also saw Trans-Siberian.
Yes, that's that. Yeah, not enough people have watched that. That's a good film, Matt.
It is. I've got it on DVD. I also saw The Call, which he directed with Halle Berry. And Stonehurst Asylum.
With Michael Caine.
Yes, I saw that one.
Yeah. Session 9 is probably the best of all of them. I mean, I do really like The Machinist as well.
The Machinist is kind of taken over by the very physical performance of Christian Bale. That's kind of what made Christian Bale the go-to. If you need somebody to change the look of their body, then go to this guy.
Yeah, exactly. He's kind of like the auteur of that film, really. And it cemented Christian Bale as that very kind of method actor, didn't it? Because the fact that immediately after he made The Machinist, he had to put on all the weight he'd lost and more for Batman Begins. which is interesting. But to go back to Session 9, very, very sinister story of a mental asylum. I believe it's Rhode Island, somewhere in the northeast in America, and there's a group of asbestos workers go in to effectively clear it out, and the atmosphere of the building is so oppressively chilling and loaded with all kinds of tragic history that it starts to work its effect on them. Centrally, the main character played by Peter Mullen, and you put Peter Mullen in anything, and you know, you wouldn't expect him to turn up in a movie like this because he normally does quite gritty, like working class British dramas, but he's very, very good in this. It's a good spine tingler, I'd say.
Good. I've seen neither of these films. I know very little about both of them going in, other than what's been mentioned already on this podcast. I think we should mention that Session 9, again, was released in 2001 versus Shock Corridor, which was released in 1963. So, yeah, I'm excited to see what I get out of both of these films, because I think the less you know about any kind of psychological horror film going in, the better. And I'm very happy to try and report back. So you'll be able to hear that episode on the 22nd of March. So yeah, very much looking forward to watching these two films for the first time. Do feel free to check out last week's episode where we discussed Pixar movies where mothers turn into bears. And we had my wife showing up for the first time on the podcast where we discussed Turning Red and Brave. But until next week, where we are discussing creepy asylum movies, I'm Andy Williams.
And I'm Sean Wilson.
And please continue on listening to hear another great show from the We Made This podcast network. Bye-bye.
Are you a fan of the Marvel Universe?
Can you tell your Kang from your Doctor Doom?
Well, if so, boy, do we have a podcast for you.
Podcast 616 is the We Made This Network's long-running Marvel podcast, and it's under new management.
We're your hosts, Ashley Thomas.
And Hugh McStay.
And together, we are going to lead you every step of the way through the Marvel Cinematic Universe's upcoming multiverse saga.
Everything from She-Hulk to Avengers Secret Wars will be covered on the podcast in the kind of detail that would make a Wikipedia article blush.
We're going to have some detours into the wider Marvel world where we'll look at non-MCU projects dating all the way back to Marvel's origins in the groovy, funky 60s, and all the way up to the birth of the greatest franchise in cinema history.
And we'll be joined on our adventure by a roll call of guests so impressively knowledgeable that they'll make the Avengers themselves look clueless by comparison.
So if you like your opinions sharper than Wolverine's claws,
or takes hotter than the Human Torch's underpants,
then get Podcast 616 in your ears as a matter of urgency.
You love it 3000.
Podcast 616.
Disassemble.